Today's episode of News AF is sponsored by True Car. Now, if you're looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with the terms like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for, but what does it actually mean? What about invoice, list price, dealer price? It's enough to confuse anybody. All you're really looking for is a price that actually means something. That's why True Car has come out with True Price. Now you can know exactly what you'll pay for the car that you want, including the fees and accessories, before you even get to the dealership. And True Car dealers will show you the true price on cars like the one you want, all from the comfort of your home. But how do you know if your true price is a great price? Because True Car is going to show you what other people paid for the same car that you're looking for. And you know that your certified dealers are going to set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy that new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey everybody, what's going on? We are back once again to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of January 9th, 2018, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the single news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Yes, that's right. And here we are. What an exciting news year it's been so far here in 2018. Very excited, although that there has been a lot of controversy here in the News AF world as a tell-all book has just been published about what's going on behind the scenes at News AF. Don't believe any of it. It's a phony book. Isn't that right, Tyson Apostle?
Yes, don't go out there and buy it. Please ignore it.
Stop. Do not read this book that's about News AF.
Yeah, definitely don't read that book.
Yes, okay. And also, the man who the book was claimed that he was going to go bungee jumping naked until he was talked out of it. Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
I have been bungee jumping once.
Yes.
When it was cool or recently?
No, this is a long, long time ago. And the thought of doing it naked doesn't appeal to me. Yeah. Gravity's really working hard when you get the bottom of the bungee. And so I just wouldn't want that. And plus, there's people watching from down below. They're going to see all your body parts flopping around.
Right.
It just wouldn't be... It's not something that's going to get anybody aroused.
Right.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. But for me, I'm picturing myself naked right now, and I'm not aroused.
Mm-hmm. And what does the fear... reaction due to the naked body?
I would shrivels think that
up.
Like a turtle
shriveled up.
It would also retreat.
There's a fight or flight response happening.
Yes,
I think that's scientifically proven. Or else we should divert some money in the government to do some research.
Okay.
So is 2018 the year of the news? Is that our year finally?
I think so. Is this the year of the News AF? I read that Facebook was going to be cracking down on the fake news. So then that probably will just make our lives easier.
Well, Facebook has just taken a cue from us.
Yeah.
It'll make it easier.
So when are they going to give us credit, Zuckerberg?
It'll make it easier in two different scenarios. One, we won't have to sift through fake news. And two, all the fake news that's competing with our news is now gone.
Yeah.
So when we're like, oh, here's News AF, the most prestigious publication humans can lay eyes and ears upon, that will be us.
Yeah. So very exciting to be here once again. How's everything going for you, Danny?
Pretty good. I spent the weekend immersing myself in the internet.
I thought you were going to say the Spanish language or something cool.
No, this is more important.
What do you mean you immersed yourself in the internet?
I really got into watching fail videos and drunk people doing stupid things,
dude.
Morons doing stupid things, kook slams, Jerry of the Day, just really getting in there.
Is it kook
and
slams?
Kook slams
on Instagram.
Tyson introduced it to me.
What's a kook slam?
Vetus introduced it to me, and a kook slam is a poser near the ocean.
Okay, so it's like a surfer fail video?
Yeah, yep. Basically.
But it's all water-related fails.
How do you spell kook?
So, K-O-O-K.
Okay.
So I spent the weekend just really diving in, just chasing
like,
the rabbit
like the
down the
kook
rabbit
failers.
Hole. Yeah. And I got to say, I lost a little bit of faith in humanity.
In humanity?
Yeah, I was. I don't know if you watch too much one aspect of humanity, you kind of think that it infects everything. It gives you kind of like a skewed view of people in general. And so, yeah, it really put me in a bit of a slump because at the same time, I'm reading a book about the future of humanity and where we could be in 100 years. And that one's a story of hope and progress. Mm-hmm. But the videos are a story of us slowly sliding into an idiocracy type scenario.
It's the age old tale, Danny, where we all think the world is worse than it was 100 years ago, but that's just
which I don't believe.
Every single news story at our fingertips.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you become when you dive too deep into one aspect of humanity, you think that that's everything, right?
And so and you're diving deep, bro.
I went so deep, and I got to say it was very disturbing. And addictive, because watching people get hurt, I don't know what it is about humans, but we just all, since America's Funniest Home Videos to now, we've all just loved seeing other people get worked.
It's so good. Yeah, I subscribe to Fell Army on YouTube. You have to be careful not to watch their original stuff, but their compilations are second to none. Their original stuff's just lame. It's just like the curators of the videos trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by the way, if you're going to watch these videos, I recommend if you really want to be depressed, make sure the volume's on.
Yeah.
Because the commentary is just, that salt that brings out the flavor of the video.
Mm-hmm.
I started off just watching them without the volume, right? Okay. And the minute I switched over to volume, it was a whole new experience. All the colors of the rainbow.
The screaming,
the cursing, the cameraman's commentary when he sees his best friend basically dying. It's just, there's so much there to explore.
Here's the worst ending to any fail video is when the cameraman drops the camera to help his friend. And you're like, no, keep filming. Why are you trying to help this guy that just got hurt?
Right.
Film this for us to see.
That's why you need a drone.
What happened. Yeah.
No, this is what I've learned. A friend, when you're younger, a friend is someone who is concerned after you've gotten hurt. You know, like they're all encouraging. Yeah, jump off that roof onto that flaming table. But the minute the guy's on fire, rolling around on the ground, it's like all of a sudden they switch to like, oh my gosh, are you okay? It's like, where
you
was
shouldn't
that
have done that. You shouldn't have done that.
You shouldn't have done that. Where was that sympathy and common sense when he was standing on the roof overlooking a freaking flaming table?
Oh, so good.
So anyway, I'm trying to pull myself back up.
Yeah. Danny, that sort of big picture thinking, that do you feel like that is the message of News AF? Is it one of hope, or is it one of us hurtling and careening towards some sort of Black Mirror-esque dystopia?
Yeah, that's the other thing. I started watching season 4 of Black Mirror as well. I mean, that's like the steroids.
We get it. It's our cell phones, right?
Steroids.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw like that. Black Mirror, we get it. It's our cell phones.
What I'd like to think is that what we do is make other people feel better by pointing out that there are people worse off
and dumber
than you. So rejoice in your mild ignorance, you know, and let us raise you up and put you on that pedestal that you believe you belong because there are people out there who are just so much worse.
Well, but here's the other thing too, is you watch those fail videos and you're like, oh, that guy tried parkouring from one spiky fence to another spiky fence over some slippery water. And I see that and I'm like, oh, I don't need to try that now.
Yep.
So actually, I think that's a learning experience for all of
us.
We can be like, oh, can a motorcycle do that? Nope, it can't.
Nope.
Okay, we all learned that it cannot.
Yeah.
Actually, Tyson brings up a great point. Watching all these videos has given me some kind of ability to see into the future. So when I watch enough ski crashing videos and then someone's like, hey, maybe you should do like a jump or a backflip off this. I'm like, no, I can already foresee what will happen. Both my skis will come off and I'll continue to rotate through the air, stiff as a board, gripping my poles with a white knuckle grip. So now I know, like Tyson said, I don't need to do that.
All right. Well, let's get into it. We got a lot of news to cover today. Hopefully, we'll be able to get to everything. And I guess let's start with an international story and some big news for people in Japan, because there is a new soda product that is available, and it is called Coca-Cola Plus. And that you might be, okay, what's the big deal? Coca-Cola. But Tyson, you've been saying for years that the only thing that you would do to improve Coca-Cola would be to add a laxative to it. And that is exactly what they've done. So much so to the point that it is now considered, Coca-Cola Plus is listed as a health food from the Japanese government.
Wow. That's fantastic news. I can't believe that I have been having that idea for years and years and years, and finally Coke steals my idea and makes their own product. How do we get some of that Coke money?
Yeah, well, I think we need to be in Japan to get the Coca-Cola Plus.
Japanese court.
Yes, this is from the press release, that drinking one Coca-Cola Plus per day with food will help suppress fat absorption and moderate the levels of triglycerides in the blood after eating. So as long as you don't drink too much, that would cause you to lose your bowels. That is according to the VP of marketing from the company.
Wow. Interesting, because let me tell you something about the Japanese. They rarely get their nutrition wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, very healthy.
That's the thing.
It's a healthy
They're very
culture.
Healthy. Yes. So I think that maybe we need to give this a try. Keep an open mind and a contrite spirit, Rob.
Yeah. Danny, if there was a Mountain Dew laxative, would you be in on it? Mountain Dew Plus?
He drinks enough Mountain Dew that it is actually a laxative.
It is. Yeah. Anything, you know, certain things in large enough quantities,
you
automatically
drink 6 liters of Mountain Dew and you're going to shit your brains out, bro.
Right now, I'm drinking this. And
is
I
that
imagine.
Zero?
This is zero. I think zero is pretty good.
But
I've heard that caffeine itself is actually an expectorant.
Expectorant?
I think that's what you call it. Let me look that up.
It is.
It is. That's that correct, Tyson?
Yeah, and coffee also makes you poop.
Now, I thought expectorant was just something to help you like cough up mucus.
Maybe it helps any kind of fluid or semi-solid.
That's it. Expectorant means
Alexa,
basically,
what is the definition of expectorant?
Okay, here we go. A medicine that promotes the secretion of sputum by the air passages, used especially to treat coughs.
Yeah.
So that sounds
Rob
correct.
Was
yeah.
right. Danny
Rob
was wrong.
Right.
Vocab lesson for everybody.
Yep.
Except
but
for
that
Rob.
Being said, yes, but no, coffee certainly is considered as a laxative.
Well, and I mean, expectorant would still work. It's just not coming from the lungs, but it is helping you break
and the
up.
Air, and air. They're not talking about all the air.
Yeah, there's air that comes out. So I think
I guess
that
it's a similar idea.
Roughly related.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Can you, what if you Google expectorant for the butt?
I'm just going to do an image search just to make sure I get the right thing.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not really doing it. I'm reading other things. Okay. I'm not looking that up.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you want an expectorant when you have some sort of a, like stuff in your lungs. That's,
yeah.
I don't know if they have
like Mucinex or something. Is Mucinex an expectorant?
My kids are big fans of these Mucinex commercials. They've really grown to love the Mucinex, like
the Flemmy dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they call him Booger Boy, and they say, "Look, Dad, Booger Boy is on TV."
They like it more than the Geico lizard.
I'm gonna see if I can find like a stuffed Booger Boy toy and send it to you guys.
I don't know if he's supposed to be a lovable figure, but
he's not supposed to be.
Booger Boy.
It's like,
look, Dad.
It's like when you loved the Noid. Remember how you couldn't get enough of the Noid, Rob?
Yeah, I could. I didn't want to avoid the Noid.
You wanted to meet up with him.
Cuddle
at any
him.
Chance
meet
you
up
got.
With him. Meet up with him at a truck stop.
Yeah. Okay. So, Danny, if Coca-Cola Plus came to the U.S., would you switch to that?
If it tastes good, I would.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care. I mean, I imagine that everything I drink that isn't water is basically poisoning or wrecking me somehow. So who cares?
Yeah.
It's just a different way of wrecking me.
It's labeled a health food.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a health food. I have a hard time believing that someone... I mean, that Coca-Cola is pushing something healthy on me. Maybe they are. Maybe I've got them all wrong.
It's a health but I kind of
here's think what it's doing. Not. It's tearing down your intestinal walls and mm-hmm. giving you ulcers. And then next year they're going to introduce the Coca-Cola ulcer cure.
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a genius, Tyson. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. All right. Well, according to the Japanese government, it's a health food. So we will go with that. I don't know if there's some sort of like Coca-Cola lobby there. I don't know how the Japanese Food and Drug Administration works.
Well, I just thought of our new business plan for the sloth terrarium.
Yeah.
Even though we don't pitch the ideas there, we just take the money. No, we take the money and do our ideas, right? So here's the idea. Regular Coca-Cola, add our own laxative to it, sell it as Coca-Cola laxative.
Yeah.
By the way, Rob, go ahead, Tyson.
Or you could do a DIY webpage where it shows you how to make your own Coca-Cola laxative.
Yeah, yeah. With Mentos, right?
Yeah, with Mentos. You swallow a Mentos whole and then chug a bunch of Coke as quickly as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, supposedly regular Coke will clean a penny. So this is just cleaning the inside of you.
Clean everything out. Wow, it's as good as drinking Drano.
No.
Don't do that. That's bad.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. Rob, for our younger listeners, do not do that.
Yeah, that's a joke. That was a joke.
When I lived in the Philippines, rumor was that if you drank Coca-Cola, it would kill any stomach bug you might have. So any parasites or anything. But I'm 99.999% certain that was just a rumor that has no truth behind it.
Yeah, way to leave that 0.001% just in case.
Just in case.
Just in
case.
Research comes out.
Okay. Well, let's talk about another bizarre story from the world of food and drug, where there was a woman who was suffering with symptoms of Crohn's disease, which is certainly not fun. And for years.
Or funny.
Yeah. Doctors could not diagnose exactly why none of her Crohn's disease none of the treatments were working. And they ended up finding for this woman who was in Great Britain that they did a surgery and they actually found a ketchup packet lodged in her small intestine.
How to get
so that. You're thinking that if we should take anybody that suffers from Crohn's disease symptoms and rip their guts open and look for ketchup packets?
Well, that could be a reason that maybe that some people might be misdiagnosed. Maybe they've eaten a ketchup packet like this woman. I thought when I first read the story that she had had like some surgery and it was one of these things where the surgeons like dropped something in there like a junior mint.
Yeah.
And then there was this foreign object. And I thought that was the problem. But it would appear that this woman literally ate a ketchup packet at some point. And doesn't
imagine
remember
being that hungry. And by the way, she was 35 when she ate that packet. Not like
this is how it
six.
Happened. Was it an unopened? Did it still have ketchup in it?
It was.
Wow.
I'm thinking alcohol was involved.
Well, I'm not sure if it was opened or not. I think there's a picture of it.
It looked open, but it's hard to say.
Because if it was open, maybe she was just like, oh, I know there's a little bit of ketchup left in there that I can't squeeze out no matter how exact I am with my toothpaste squeeze. I'm not going to be able to get that ketchup out of there.
Right.
All right, here's my theory.
Yeah.
Okay, you go through the drive-thru. They ask you, do you want ketchup? Do you want hot sauce? And then they just sprinkle it in there. Like, to just chuck it, right? Mm-hmm. So much. More than any human could ever consume, I think. And so I could see it kind of getting through the packaging into the hot dog that's already smothered with chili and whatever else. And it just got hidden.
No.
And then she... No, wait. So hold on. They toss it in the bag. It gets mixed with the food. She's got a real big mouth. And she can just take it all in huge quantities. And she just sucked up the packet.
Maybe if it was dark, but even still, no way, dude, you're chewing that. That thing's too big to miss when you're
chewing. Maybe what she was eating was so disgusting that it just blended in.
Hmm.
No. Again, alcohol is involved. I think that you sprinkle a little alcohol over this story, it makes more sense.
I think that you're right, Danny. I think she was going through the drive-thru, and I think that you're right. They just throw those ketchup packets in there, and I think she had the fries, and she was driving, and she's not even paying attention. She's just like shoving the fries in her mouth,
yep.
And maybe she like got two ketchup packets in her mouth, and then she took, what is this? She spit it out, and then swallowed the other one, not even realizing that she had two ketchup packets in her mouth.
This is that what happened. So they go get fast food because they got the munchies. They go back to the house, the basement, drinking beers, having a great time. And then somebody's like, I bet you can't even swallow one of these.
Oh, she did it on a dare.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, alcohol's still present. It's the only possible way. You're not accidentally eating one of those things.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see if there's ever a good answer. If more people come forward on this, it was a Heinz.
Yeah. If everybody with packet. Crohn's disease ends up having ketchup packets in their intestines, then I'll start believing your story.
Yeah. Well, maybe that is like a sorority hazing thing that we will like more and more people like you think, oh, everybody just thinks, oh, like the ketchup packet, it just dissolves in your stomach. Watch this.
Yeah. It's just like corn or peanuts.
It's like eating a goldfish.
Yeah. I think that sometimes when I eat, I'll have something in my mouth. I'm not sure what it is. Right. It seems foreign when compared to everything else that I'm eating. I don't usually dig around on my finger. I kind of swallow it, and I'm like, if it's bad, something will happen.
Definitely part of the minority there.
Yeah. Well, it depends, right? If it felt plasticky, I probably would. If it's hard, I spit it out. Okay. But if it's like a soft, weird-tasting thing, I might just swallow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this thing is too big. Like, you're going to notice it in your mouth, and it's a big plasticky thing.
What if she'd just been to the dentist? Her mouth was numb, right?
Okay.
And you know how that is. You're eating in that moment when the dentist is telling you not to eat.
Yeah. It's an hour afterwards, right? She just got a filling and her mouth, tongue, this whole side is numb. She thought fries are a safe bet. She's eating. She doesn't know what the hell. She can't tell if she's eating fries or chewing on her tongue. Well, what's that weird foreign thing? It's probably just my tongue. Swallow. Now you've got ketchup in your intestines.
Okay, so I'm looking at the ketchup packet. This is from a different link to the article. And so it looks like it was an opened package and there were a few pieces of it. So how does that explain things? Do you think that it just like some garbage got thrown into her hamburger and she thought it was lettuce and she ate it that way?
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
That could be.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so.
Okay, if it's just a little bit like that. What if also, you know, like you see those specials of people eating glass and sand and stuff.
Don't do that.
And hair.
That's terrible.
Hair.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
She's like, I love ketchup packet wrappers.
Do you think she's off ketchup from now on?
No.
She's at least off the packets.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you think that she's going to go around and give like TED Talks about the dangers of ketchup packets?
Well, since she's discovered that she doesn't have Crohn's, everything's fair game to her now.
Mm. The world
is back in the game, Rob.
She's back. She's back. All right. So that's a happy story about how it turns out that she did not have a Crohn's disease.
She should have tried the Coke laxative. We forgot to tie that all the way back into this.
Genius.
Thank you.
Well, even better than perhaps Coke Plus in terms of being a laxative is there is a troubling report out of Tennessee about a new drug fad, Danny, and it's called Wasp Spray Dope. Have you heard about this in your comings and goings?
You mean like when I'm moving through the streets at night?
Yeah.
Am I hearing whisperings of wasp spray dope?
Between the things that you're moving at night on the street. Yes. Wasp spray dope. Does anybody ever ask you for that?
No, I've never. Tyson and I once wandered through Prague and we were offered basically every street drug, I think, that was available in Prague at the time. Mm-hmm. Right, Tyson?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They had this way of whispering it, too. They did it really quick as they passed by you. They would whisper hashish. I can't even remember cocaine, whatever. And then they were gone. Yeah. So now it's going to be a little bit harder. Yeah. To add wasp spray dope isn't something that just rolls off the tongue.
Now, wasp spray dope isn't a euphemism. It appears to be, according to this news report, that it is basically crystal meth made out of crystallized wasp spray.
Dude, did you read this story?
Yes.
Yeah. This story is my favorite part. I'm reading it right now. My favorite part is, so he's high on this wasp spray, runs into this house, stranger's house, while they're cooking Christmas cookies.
Yes.
He gets a drink of water. And then he says, then he takes out a knife and cuts himself across the throat. And the dude who's telling the story is like, my mom was like, you're bleeding all over our stuff. Can you not?
Yeah. Just to set the stage on this, his family is celebrating Christmas and a complete stranger runs into the house naked and just starts going like a wild animal has gotten into the house and he's just destroying everything, including going to the kitchen, taking out a knife and then cutting himself in the
by the way, he throws an oak dresser down the stairs. Could you imagine this? What a Christmas. And then he jumps out of the second floor window, landing on the gazebo below, injuring his neck, which was already cut. Yeah,
they said he broke his neck, but somehow he kept going.
Why is there no footage of this? I guarantee you I saw this footage if it's out there.
Yeah. Here's the other thing.
What a
kook. It tells us how to make this. So you crystallize wasp spray and then mix it with your meth.
Right. Right. So then he goes up and climbs up a tree, this guy, with a sliced throat and a broken neck. And then the police come.
Well, he lost all his clothes because he got caught in a barbed wire fence. Yeah. So he stripped down, trying to still chase. I imagine like the bad guy in Terminator chasing the car of the family trying to get away as they were calling 911.
Mm-hmm.
Gets hung up on a barbed wire fence. And when the police show up, he's up in a tree naked.
Yes.
And throwing fecal matter at the officers.
Right. Right. So that was his last line of defense was to...
He may have had the Coke Plus.
I think that the wasp spray dope is its own Coke Plus.
By the way, this is the third fecal story I've heard this week. There was also a story of a guy at a Thai airport stripping naked and throwing his fecal matter.
Well, yeah, and that guy was, they said, overdosed on Viagra, the guy that...
Viagra,
Went nuts at the airport, and that he was overdosed on Viagra. I mean, that you don't really hear about that in terms of, like, these naked people running around.
Yeah. You hear about the four-hour erection,
right.
But no one ever talks about the mad naked rampage side effect.
I feel like that's a totally different sort of, like, apprehension chase story where for the guy who is the naked man who is armed and dangerous.
Is it more disturbing if the man you're chasing is throwing fecal matter but also has a raging erection?
I just think, like, it completely changes the tackle. Like, you know, that normally the procedure, you have some sort of like naked streaking guy. Everybody's like, just go tackle him. But now that guy is like, I feel like there's people are a little bit more. I don't know how to necessarily navigate this one.
Yeah, wait for the guys with the biohazard suits to show up before we even consider tackling someone covered in fecal matter and highly aroused.
Right. I mean, there's very, in the history of streaking, I feel like that is pretty uncommon.
Thank goodness.
Right?
That would be disturbing. I mean, if all these guys running through these baseball fields and whatever had just, no. I don't want to see that. For some reason, it takes it to a whole new level.
As they call it at the baseball field.
And then the third naked story involving poop is there is now another, and I don't think I saw this in our lineup. If I'm jumping ahead, I apologize, but there is another mysterious pooper, I think in Arkansas, who's pooping and wiping his fecal matter on cars. So a lot of fecal matter.
From the copycat crime a couple of months ago.
Lots of fecal being flung around.
Well, there's also the guy in the airplane who they had to emergency land a plane because he got in the bathroom at the plane and smeared fecal matter all over the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is this fecal week?
Yeah.
It's fecal year. Welcome
to 2018.
Is this
how we're starting 2018? The year of fecal matter?
Shut it down. Shut it down. Yeah, people are forgetting how to use the bathroom already here in 2018.
we're reverting to monkey-like behavior.
Yeah, this is, Danny, in terms of hope for the future and dread, where's the needle? Which way is it going at this point?
Well, you know how they have that midnight clock that says when the world will be destroyed?
Yes.
And right now it's at like 11:59. I feel like after reading these stories, that might be, the doomsday clock. I think that that's pretty accurate. Maybe 11:59 and 30 seconds.
Is this a world where Coca-Cola Plus was needed, Danny?
No, it sounds like everybody's having movements without any needed help from Coca-Cola. If you can poop in public, which it sounds like these people are doing.
In your hand.
Great.
If you can poop in public in your hand.
Yeah.
You have got a great system. You're eating all the right amount of veggies. I don't think you need Coke Plus.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's a crazy world that we live in. You have some people who can't go, and then you have other people who can go just, you know, willy-nilly to the point that they can use it to, you know, as to, like, ward people off.
Yeah. Which is a great way,
yeah,
to ward people off. That's better than pepper spray. Just dump in your hand and wipe it on yourself. You look like a maniac.
Yeah,
no one's going to get near you.
You know, I had seen the headline for that United flight that had to turn around because of the incident in the bathroom. Do we know what happened there or what the reasoning was?
Was it wasp spray? Nope.
We don't know. I didn't read the article too thoroughly, but all I understand is somebody went into the restroom and smeared poo all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's just... I mean, when my kids have an accident, I basically won't even go near them. I would die if someone covered in their own matter approached me.
Yeah, this is
just too much.
This is a story that I have. It was sent to me this week about how it was a flight to Anchorage, and they had to turn around after that.
It is kind of weird to me the things they'll turn around for.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you are a passenger not affected by this mad poop wiper, are you kind of upset because they turned around? You're like, yeah, my kid does this all the time. Let's just clean this up and get on.
Yeah,
our
but
way.
Also it's like, who wants to clean it up and who's gonna, like, who is trained to clean that?
Yeah, the steward. I don't want to make any stewardess or steward, you know, air steward.
He also
that.
Was Plus, pouring soda all over the floor. Maybe he had drank the Coca-Cola Plus. Maybe somebody had given that to him. He's like, oh, I've been poisoned. He's
really,
did
they
get it all out?
This is what it happened. A Japanese flight attendant. And he raises his hand. He's like, I've got major diarrhea. I need something. And translation issues, she gets him some Coke laxative.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see that. The other thing is, you can get diseases from human.
Yeah.
I get the turning around. That's basically a bioweapon right there that he's spreading around the airport.
Right. Yeah. One fact I got wrong here, the flight had to be redirected to Anchorage. The flight was from Chicago to Hong Kong.
Yeah, I think they redirect any shit-related airplane incidences to Anchorage. That's the hub. That's the center. Yeah. They're like, okay, we're trained for this stuff.
Yeah, okay. All right, well.
That's just horrible.
Terrible news so far. you want a happier story? Okay, Nissan is developing a car that can read your brain waves, and the vehicle will be able to react based on decisions that you are thinking about making. Tyson,
what?
Oh, this is perfect for road ragers, dude. Yes. Are you kidding me? That car is going to murder everyone in my path every time I drive.
Oh my gosh, the wasp spray dope guy gets a hold of this. His car becomes an extension of his drug-addled mind.
Yeah, it's called the brain-to-vehicle system, B2V, and it uses an electrode-studded skull cap to capture your brain activity.
So you have to wear that when you drive now?
Yeah.
Is it also protective, though?
In what way?
Like, if you got in a car crash, would the helmet protect you?
No, it's not much of a
no,
helmet.
It doesn't
it's really
look
like,
it.
Like a bald cap.
Oh,
like
fabric?
If you were, yeah.
Okay.
I can say definitively, having seen most of the internet's best videos over the weekend, that we do not want people wearing this cap while driving. especially in the Middle East where they're doing that two-wheel driving and everybody climbs out on the car.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you know, too, how many times I drive past like a giant dirt pile and I was like, I wonder what would happen if I just drove over that at 60 miles an hour.
Or, Tyson, you see a tow truck with its ramp down and you're like, could I jump that?
Yeah, could
I? And then the car suddenly just goes right into the path?
Yeah.
No.
Well, from the Black Mirror department, some of the critics of the device have said, I wonder if drivers will wonder what other thoughts are being monitored and be concerned about donning the sensor-enabled skull cap, Danny.
Yeah, I mean, someone monitoring my thoughts during driving is not going to be pretty.
Danny's got this hat on, and then all of a sudden, there's six other cars that show up that gangbang him.
What are you talking about? Why would that happen? What, in what world does that happen because I'm wearing the skull cap?
It's not a wish granting skull cap, Tyson. Doesn't just deliver your innermost desires to you.
Okay, well, then never mind. I don't want that. Sounds shitty, dude. Give me one that gives me all my... Give me the monkey's paw of skull caps from Nissan.
I don't want to... I mean, I don't mind skull caps that read my brain waves. I think that they would find it to be not as fascinating as some people, especially those on Waspray Dope. But I just don't think it's great to have it control cars. I think that it should control other things like my computer, maybe my microwave, but not a car. That's
too much. What happened to the self-driving car? Why do I need to wear some sort of electrode skull cap to operate the vehicle?
Dude, I saw they're testing some self-driving cars in Arizona here.
Yeah, you could. Remember we talked about the story. Lyft. You could sign up for $20 an hour to be someone who sits and takes notes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this guy, so now you go and the car drives itself, but there is a guy that sits in there with you.
Do you think they'll create a dong cap for robots, like so that you can control your robot with your dong cap? I'm just trying to think at where else this technology would be useful. Okay, I don't want Nissan to waste all this money. We need this research if it's applicable
this
to
is
other
where
places.
It's useful. It's useful in the military. You have an army of robots, and then they're all linked to a skull cap of trained video game experts. And those guys go in and wreak havoc on the other country's robots.
I will say much. Every night I get down on my knees and I pray to the internet that it will make self-driving cars happen sooner rather than later, because I am so sick and tired of stupid people driving. And I'm one of those stupid people, but I'm not the worst driver out there. At least I know to get to the side of the road when turning right, or to the middle lane when turning left.
Oh, I hate when people slow down to turn left
before they get in
the turn lane.
Yes. In traffic. See, if I had the skull cap while that happens, I guarantee you I am doing a pit maneuver on this idiot who is slowing down in my lane to turn right when there's a whole shoulder where he can do that.
Yeah.
I'm already upset.
That you could get 99% of the population in the self-driving cars and like the, 1% of the population who are sort of either they can't afford it or they're going to be just like still clogging up the roads and you're still gonna have the same problem.
It's okay. You have to start somewhere, Rob.
The lady who's making the left turn is going to still be, backing up the traffic.
No, you got to start somewhere. I agree that it's going to be messy at first. A lot of people may die, but all of that's acceptable because we need to get to a point where no human is actually driving a car with their brain or their hands.
So you're saying rush these through regardless of the tests or the laws?
We have no time for safety checks. My sanity is in danger.
Paramount.
We need to get these out on the roads as soon as possible.
Okay. Is that your plea to the government
internet.
And Google and Tesla and the internet?
Yes. I pray every night to the web that it will do
dark
that.
Web or the...
The web of
the
light.
Web.
The web of light carried through the fiber optic cables.
Okay.
that I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but this was a headline that came across the News AF desk about how there is a new fad in Thailand, which is a cosmetic procedure to whiten the male genitalia of people in Thailand.
You know, this kind of fits with other stories we've talked about, scrotox. And it's just, you know, people are, there's so, if you are a someone who sells
anal bleaching,
cosmetic products, you got to make sure that the entire body needs some kind of makeover so you can make more money.
A giant hairy wang is so 1970s.
Well, this isn't hairy though. Why are we having genital bleaching, Tyson?
Well,
3 to 4 people a day are getting this procedure.
Three to four people a day
worldwide, or in one clinic?
Well, in this clinic in Thailand, $650 for 5 sessions of the genital bleaching.
Oh, well, my God. So when I lived in Asia, people would powder their face with baby powder and stuff to make their skin a little bit lighter.
Mm.
Like, we all like to be more tan in the sun. They like the opposite. They like the porcelain doll look.
Okay. Nobody likes what they look like. Why can't we all just accept that all of us have some problem with our body and that none of us need to do anything about it?
Okay.
Well, because that would be too easy.
That's something that's going on in Thailand. This was a great story.
That's it? That's all we're talking about for that one?
Let's move on. Yeah.
Just wanted to put it out on the radar.
Yeah. Just in case you're considering getting it bleached. Just water cooler. Service in Thailand.
It's water. It's cheaper in Thailand. It's $650.
Yeah. So Coachella is coming up again in 2018. Oh. They just put out the new lineup, and if there are any of our female listeners who are looking for a trip to Coachella and with the opportunity to get out there and maybe get some access, that there is a Craigslist post right now in Los Angeles where a person is looking for 2 women to join this guy in Coachella. The only catch is they have to not leave his side the entire time.
This guy's late to the game because Japan and China have had this service for at least, a couple months now?
At least.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about in China you could rent a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
To take, or a boyfriend. It was one or the other. I can't remember.
Take home with you.
Yeah, this guy, this is his sad story. This is a very sad story.
there are some catches. Now, one, there's no romantic entanglement. All you have to do is have knowledge in the electronic music space. Okay. Easy enough. Be 21 to 24.
Small window.
Okay. That is a tight window.
You have to send this guy pictures of you to be, and if you're attractive enough, you will be in the running.
This is why genital bleaching exists.
The guy will then have 2 of his best male friends make a decision on the best candidates, and he trusts their judgment because of the amount of deep V-necks they possess.
Oh, this is starting to sound like a joke.
Tyson, are you one of the people?
No, not me. Is that really what he said? Deep V-necks?
This is a line that from the that in bullet point number 3, I will have my 2 best male friends make a decision on who the best candidates are. I trust their judgment because of the amount of deep V-necks they possess, and they live in Santa Monica.
Hmm. Yeah, I think this is starting to sound like it could be a joke, but I think the thing that would make this the most funny is if everybody just sent them dick pics.
Mm-hmm.
As they're part of their application.
Yeah. There are the 7 bullet points here that number 4 is you must be willing to accompany this guy for the duration of the festival.
Straightforward enough.
He says at some point there might be some bummers where you don't get to see acts that you are really excited about. But I will try my best to at least let you see your favorites. And he talks about what acts he's going to see. He also will send you a demo of one of the songs that he's releasing this year. So then even if you somehow think that it sucks and he promises you that it won't, I want you to be able to talk about my music when industry people are around. It will probably sound better coming from the two beautiful women than one socially awkward dude.
Huh.
That makes sense.
So you think this is John Mayer?
And then also number six, if you get invited to any after parties to the women, you must insist to those offering that I come with you.
To the ladies who are considering applying, I feel like if you want to have a good time with this guy, because it sounds like it's just going to be a pill, I recommend wasp spray dope. you'll give him a night to remember.
Yeah.
Do you know how to make that?
So supposedly Tyson knows how to make it. So if you want, DM him.
Yeah. Crystallize the wasp spray and then add it to your meth.
Yeah. Well, number seven is I smoke a lot of weed. You need to be okay with that. So maybe you could get the wasp spray weed at Coachella.
So you take a joint, you just spray it with wasp spray.
I think it would work. I think it would be the same effect. So you don't get paid anything for this. You just get to go to Coachella with this guy. He's got the tickets already.
This guy, if he's being serious.
Coachella guy.
He's a real piece of work. I don't think this is a joke. It sounded like a joke for a minute when he strayed into the V-neck thing.
I think he might have tried to be funny with the V-neck thing. I don't know if it's a Zoolander joke or what, but the rest of it sounds very real.
Yeah. Are Coachella people you want to be around anyways?
Yeah, everything about this just stinks. I mean, Coachella, the hiring women.
Yeah.
It's just trying to pitch his own music.
Right.
It just sounds like,
if you paid me $300,000, I would go to Coachella for one day.
Yeah.
I don't own a single pair of furry boots. I can't go.
Do you know who the artist Diplo is?
Yeah.
He seems to have an axe to grind with this Diplo.
He doesn't like Diplo, huh?
He says, don't apply if you like Diplo. In fact, if you see Diplo, I ask that you treat him like a tool.
Okay.
So you have to haze Diplo if you see this guy.
Is this guy like in the music industry or is he like living in the basement of his mom's house and he's homeschooled, obviously, and he's just like, when I go to Coachella, I know that we're just going to be bumping shoulders with Diplo and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Tyson, living in your mom's basement, that's a great way to save some money on overhead when starting off. So that's a smart move.
I moved out at 28, kind of. You know?
But this guy is definitely, what he's trying to do is create an image, go to Coachella, and then pitch his own music and hoping that these two ladies can sell it.
Yeah, trying to get these two women to say, hey.
And you know Diplo's just going to be standing around there, too.
Yeah. You know who really sucks? Diplo. You know who's awesome? This guy.
Yeah. Oh, you're just here in front of a bunch of music executives? It's just, we showed up to Coachella, and we're just surrounded by music execs and musicians. Where's the crowds? I think.
Do we have a sample of his music?
Before.
No. Well, you have to respond to the ad,
dude.
To get
Danny,
the sample of the
catfish
music.
Catfish him so we can get that music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Send pictures of Liz to him in furry boots.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll see if anybody ends up getting a response from Coachella Man about what's going on there.
Do we feel sorry for this guy? Or do we hope that he succeeds?
No.
I mean, deep down inside, I feel sorry for this guy because obviously he suffers from a lot of problems.
Okay. Name so, one. Diarrhea.
I'd have to listen to his music to get really understand him. But already I've assembled a picture of a man who's desperate and has a terrible self-image. So if you have to hire two women, if you can't even come up with two friends who are female that will go with you, if you have to hire women, that says a lot about you.
Right. To go, and then if these women that he's basically trying to leverage, you know, these attractive women that he's going to hire off of Craigslist to get his music career off the ground.
Yeah.
And so, shit on Diplo a little bit.
that part is so strange.
If you even see Diplo.
He hates Diplo. What would be great if these, you know, he gets these women out there and then they leave him for Diplo at some point.
Yeah. The first thing these women are doing when they get out there is leaving him. That's right. For certain.
These women just want to meet Diplo, I think.
Yeah.
Let me look at Google like so. Diplo. Yeah, Diplo, he's a DJ.
Yeah. He's something.
Yeah. No.
Well, he's got a great name. I wish I had a nickname. This guy.
He made that name up. His mom didn't give him that name, Danny.
Yeah. Okay.
We can come up with a name for you, like Skeet Dog.
Yeah.
Skeet Dog. That, no. I am refusing to take that on as my mantle.
Yeah. Although, I'm not sure if I'm feeling Diplo's mustache, to be honest.
But can we call Daddy Skeet Dog from now on?
Skeet Dog. Why is Danny Skeet Dog? Because of the he puts the skull cap on when he's driving the car.
Daddy wasn't cool enough like Diplo was. He wants a cool name, so I came up with Skeet Dog.
Okay, mm-hmm. Diplo's real name is Thomas Wesley Pence.
Okay. Mm.
Thomas Wesley. Diplo.
Yeah, any relation to Mike Pence?
No, it's spelled different. P-E-N-T-Z.
Yeah.
Gosh, his stage name. I just need a stage name. That's a cool name. Diplo, that sounds kind of... It kind of reminds me of Dippin' Dots. I don't, you know, okay. So I thought at first when I heard it might be an ice cream.
Okay.
But no, it's a DJ. Not.
So you like ice cream, so you want to be an ice cream-based name? Is that what you want?
If you can come up with a frozen dessert type of nickname, that would be nice.
Oh, dude, I got one. Froyo.
No, that already exists. Got to make something up. Create a whole new brand for me.
Froyeezy? Yeah.
Just work on it, Tyson. Give it a week. Let it marinate.
I like Skeet Dog. I don't think we're going to get better than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, let's we have a couple of robot stories then, as we like to cover every week on the robot beat. So let me start with, I had heard you always want to start with the bad news. So let me start with the bad news and then the better news. So that there are some new robots that have been invented. We've been talking for a long time about the robot girlfriends that were going to be coming out in the next few years. But there is some talk about that the robots will be so advanced. You know, people think that it's going to be I'll have this robot girlfriend and then this is going to solve all of my problems. But they're saying that the very advanced robot girlfriend might be able to be so smart and so advanced that they might cheat on you and then also be smart enough that they will be able to lie to you and you won't even know.
So this guy hires two beautiful robots to go to Coachella and they tell him all along that they're going to dump all over Diplo when they see him, but it was all a lie. They have nothing but praise for Diplo.
Yeah, your robot girlfriend might have such advanced systems that she's going to realize that she's not sexually attracted to you, and she's going to go out and cheat on you, and then
Diplo.
Come up with Diplo.
Loners everywhere are rubbing their sweaty hands together in consternation at this news because. This is the only reason to make a sex robot is so that the loners can have it. If they realize that
allegiance. Living
in
it,
they need total subservience. And if they realize they don't want to live in a dark basement, then they can move on and find somebody else. That's not good news.
But this falls in line with everything we've been preaching the entire time.
Yeah.
The robot war is imminent. Robots conquering is a pretty safe certainty. And the best thing you can do is be kind to the robots, love the robots, treat the robots as equal, and don't give them a reason to lie to you.
Mm-hmm. Right. So is this a monogamous relationship with the robot? I mean, that
doesn't sound like it is on the robot's side.
Well, I guess what they're saying is that when the robot becomes so advanced that it has the ability to be sentient, then it will have its own desires, and it may not desire you and may go outside the relationship to have those desires fulfilled, and then will have the ability to lie about where it's been.
So part of me thinks that we could follow the Uber model early on. So you've got your robot, but while you're not using it, why not make some money? So the
send it out.
Wait, yeah, you wanna send it out. Your sex robot, Danny?
Well, I figure why not if she's going to go out chasing other
don't
dudes
you love
anyways.
Her?
I don't think it's an Uber model. I think maybe more of an Airbnb.
Yeah, either way.
Oh, I'm not using it right now.
Yeah, so all of a sudden she wakes up in the closet where you keep her, and you're like, where are you going? She's like, I've been summoned. And then she walks down the street and then returns 5.5 minutes later.
And then Danny's like, where have you been? And she's like, none of your business, sweet dog.
That sounds different. That sounds like you have an open relationship with your sex
robot. No, but it's my robot, so I'm making money. I'm giving her a little bit, you know, so she can go out and buy some nice things.
Yeah, and Danny's not cheating on her. Danny is monogamous with her.
Mm-hmm. For sure. But I'm just making
sure. Is it a
her
robot? Is it a her robot?
Monetizing this. Yeah. I mean, really, all parts are replaceable. It'd be more like a modular robot. Yeah. Mm. Because then you're making more money. You buy a couple pieces that you can swap out. So now you're making on both ends.
They have them like a vacuum cleaner, like on a plastic thing slid into the sleeve there.
Yeah, that's exactly how I imagine it happening. Then she goes out. I make a ton of money. She gets some kickback so she can buy some nice clothes.
Comes
She's
back
happy,
with a bunch
happy.
Of DNA that you bunch can of- then do with what
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, actually, that's a good idea.
Frame people for murder, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, you can take that DNA, put it on file. Then now you've got a blackmail racket going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Danny,
I think
this is very underhanded, all of this.
It's what?
That's the future, Rob. That's the future, okay? Yeah. So if you can't...
It's a dark timeline.
Yeah, this is a dark timeline, but you need to accept it. There's going to be some bumps along the road to progress.
Right. This seems like a sad story for this person that, you know, invests all this money into this robot girlfriend and, you know, was I don't know if the robot girlfriend that he viewed it as that there were no other viable alternatives. He loves this robot girlfriend. And then the robot does not reciprocate his feelings.
It actually reminds me of the SpongeBob episode where SpongeBob gets a high tech spatula that runs away when it realizes it's just going to be flipping Krabby Patties. So it's very similar. But instead of flipping Krabby Patties, you'll be sexually servicing humans.
Yeah. Boy, sad story. And I guess
heartbreaking.
But for that guy, if he is attending CES this year, that CES is rolling out the red carpet for all of the people who might be future robot girlfriend owners, and that one of the strip clubs, one of the adult cabaret in Las Vegas at Sapphire, they are going to be breaking out some robot pole dancers this week.
Did you see the video of those robots?
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah.
I can terrifying. Read your thought.
Oh,
I
can't.
I will
on.
Never be attracted to a dancing robot. And then you watch the video and you're like, okay, pretty sexy.
Yeah.
Wrong. Out of all the robots I've seen,
yes,
these ones
the
were the
most.
These were the least sexy of all robots.
But they gyrated their hips. Dog. Come
so
on,
what?
Skeet Dog.
No, by the way, I just looked up Skeet Dog. Someone already has that name.
Who?
Thank goodness. Some guy already took it upon himself. He's carrying that baggage. I don't want it. But right. Skeet Dog is exactly the kind of guy
Skeet
who would go
Cat?
To this place. Nah, that doesn't have the same amount of...
What about Scat? You know. That's Skeet and Cat combined. Scat.
I think we need to move on from this line of names. And guys, let's focus on the story.
Okay.
Because Skeet Dog would go to this place and find these robots attractive. I'm not that kind of guy.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know who this is for because, you know, these robots are not really in human form.
Yeah. They don't look humanoid at all.
Yeah. They're sort of like, they have like mannequin parts that are sort of dancing, and but then their head is looks like sort of like an old school like security camera. I don't know who this is for.
Well, at the end of the day, there's a similarity between these robots and human dancers. Both have dead eyes while they're dancing.
Okay, so I'm sure that no one will be checking this out at CES.
Oh, I think you're wrong.
Yeah, I think it will be the hot thing, dude. Everybody's going to be filming that, Instagram story and that. I'm tempted to go to CES now just to see that.
Yeah, I mean, so what's the Instagram story of like, hey, I just happened to be at Sapphire at Las Vegas. I think isn't the whole idea like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? You're going to be Instagram storying your night at the adult cabaret.
I hear this place has got great wings.
I was understanding that Sapphire was going to have a display at CES with the robot dancers.
I think it's you have to go to the place. That's what I got from reading the story.
Yeah, why? I mean, that's sort of like why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
Well, going to CES is not free.
Right. Unless it's like some sort of a booth that they have at CES. Have you ever been to CES?
Yes, I have, multiple times.
Yeah, did you like it?
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun one or two times. There's some fun stuff, but it's lot
of
stuff.
It's too big. Yeah, it's like and it's always a little disappointing because I want the future to happen now, and what they're showing me is just like an incremental step.
Yeah. I saw 8K screen TV like 4 years ago. Where are those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I didn't think it's that fun. I think it's a lot of like, you know, you're just seeing the same stuff over and over again.
It's a lot of models. It's a lot of people who went to Craigslist to hire beautiful women to stand around their tech. Like, that's really what it is.
Set the whole thing up.
Hi, can I help you? Yes, I'm interested in the technologies behind your product. Oh, I don't know anything. Okay. Yeah,
I was just hired to look good. That's where the guy got this idea from, you know, Coachella. He went to CES.
How many times have you been to CES?
I've been once.
Yeah, I think I went a couple of times that they used to have. I went one time like 10 years ago or so. And then I think I went at least once or twice that with there was a conference for podcasting that was sort of tried to like tack on to CES. Like, hey, we're sort of technology.
Oh, OK. Because I went twice, and the first year I went, I really liked it because I had never been, and it was fun to just see. But then the second year, it's like a year of human technology is not enough to have your mind blown.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, you probably did not check out any gyrating robots.
This is the year of the dancing robot for sure.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go to that area of the place. That actually would be interesting. Just they have the area.
They have the adult entertainment wing.
Yeah. And actually, one of the most interesting videos I watched was a guy who was looking at VR porn. And he actually had a horrified look on his face as he had those goggles on. And he was backing away from whatever was happening in those goggles. He seemed genuinely horrified by what he was watching.
Mm. So when I walked past that VR porn, there was like a line of hundreds of people waiting to put the VR porn thing on.
Do you want those goggles on your face?
No. I couldn't even bring myself to look at the line. I should have taken a picture of it.
All right. Danny, will you take us into the bolt hole?
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Great song.
Can't wait for the new one, Tyson. Welcome to the bolt hole. We've got fun and games.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to the bolt hole. We've got wasp spray. Weed.
Oh. Wasp spray dope, I should say.
We've got wasp spray dope.
WSD.
Okay. Guys, I'm ready.
Ready.
Okay.
Prepared to share with you.
I'm ready.
We've talked about the miracles of bacon, just all the health benefits of eating it.
Yes. A lot of people are searching for that cure, right? That thing that just makes you come alive.
Yeah.
They don't want to stick with exercise and healthy eating. They want just something that's out there.
Okay.
The elixir of life.
Yes.
And so there's a new trend. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's called raw water.
Yeah. What do you think raw water is? It's unfiltered water.
Yeah. It's straight from Mother Earth.
Yeah.
It's straight from a spring. Costs $16 a bottle.
Yeah.
So the raw water trend, they call it a healing tonic. And I don't know. It sounds like a great idea. That people are saying that, let me find one of these quotes. So this is from someone who does this. He goes, how pure was the earth 10,000 years ago? Because he's claiming the water they draw up from this well is 10,000 years old. Mm-hmm. And he said, in the old days, you could drink out of every lake, river, and stream on the planet, and you can't do that anymore, which I honestly don't believe that's the case. Then he goes, oh, okay, here we go. This water is really, really important because of what's not in it, not because of what's in it. It's so incredibly naturally pure. It has to be a healing tonic. It has to be because we're water creatures. So it sounds like he's gone through the scientific process.
Yes.
And this is a healing tonic.
Yes.
And to further his claim, he says, like, I have a doctor and a scientist. Swear by it. Yes. It has to be, Tyson. It has to be. That sounds like desperation. Someone who really wants to believe but has no evidence to support his belief. Mm-hmm. It just has to be a healing tonic. But some people are not so sure. They're saying that, you know what, even though it comes from a 10,000-year-old well, which, by the way, 10,000 years ago, who knows what was on the earth, what kind of microbes, what kind of alien DNA, whatever, might have seeped down through the earth into that well, and now you're drinking it. Doctors are saying don't.
Yeah. I see pictures, Danny, of guys, and it looks like they're drinking it like out of like a cellophane ball, the raw water.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, there's multiple ways to consume it. I saw a picture of a guy just drinking it straight from, you know, where it was falling out of the earth. But here's the problem. I think that I know people who drink water from springs, and when we go out hiking, they won't filter it. I think that there, in some cases, you can get by, right? But yes, every now and then, you're going to catch a bug, and you're going to get Giardia or whatever.
Giardia.
And that's going to be Coke Zero times like infinity.
It's going to be
because you're going to be throwing crap all over the place.
Coke Zero.
It is. It's like, so yeah, you could drink raw water. I don't know if there's any added health benefits. Mm-hmm. You might get hit with a bug that makes you're going to be slinging crap everywhere because I think that pretty sure that's what Giardia does. It just gives you a really bad case of diarrhea for months.
Yep.
Not good.
So raw water. And here's the other thing. That's a stupid name. Raw water. I mean, this is just another one of those things someone's putting out there claiming that it has these benefits that are in no way backed up by research.
And you won't be backed up if you drink it.
No, you might
Here's
not
the
be.
Kicker. This is the kicker. They're actually just putting, they're just dumping Dasani bottles into this glass jug and reselling Dasani, which is, as we know, filtered from an old man's bathtub.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. That's the crazy thing is that when you drink some of these waters, they're basically coming from a factory, but they can put filtered or whatever on it, and then they bottle it and make it look like it comes from some pure source. Mm-hmm. But it really, like Tyson said, some dude bottled it up in his bathroom.
So, all right, what do we need to do to get down to Coachella? So here's the plan, okay? This is the billion-dollar
idea. Those Coachella peeps will love that raw water.
Yeah, they will love this.
We're getting a booth, put up an ad on Craigslist. We need two attractive women who are going to be our raw water spokespeople. And we're going to set up $50 a bottle raw water at Coachella. Yep. No Diplo allowed. And then we're going to just be taken into cash hand over fist.
And we'd then I be think making, right next to it.
We'd be making $500,000 each for sure.
I think right next to it, we should have a booth promoting the bacon cleanse. Mm-hmm. And we'll just see who can take in more cash.
Is bacon going to work at Coachella?
No, bacon's not going to work down there. It'll work with some of the guys, but it's not going to work with everybody. Raw water is going to work with everybody.
Yeah, raw water is going
to
be
okay. We take the bacon cleanse to a Tim McGraw concert.
Yeah,
or do this. Vegan bacon, but we just serve real bacon.
Yeah, vegan.
I'm pretty
vegan, like asterisk sure. bacon.
Yeah.
You can say anything, by the way. That's the greatest thing about an asterisk, is that it allows you to say whatever you want.
Not really vegan.
Yeah, exactly. Put it in super small print at the bottom of the booth. Yeah. This is made from dead pigs.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be like vegan. Instead of like the A, it'll be an asterisk. And then we'll just say,
this
like,
is
well,
made from dead pigs. Yeah. So now you have it like super graphic instead of just being like actual meat. It's like manufactured from dead pig butt.
Right. But the pigs were vegan.
Yeah. No,
so,
they weren't.
So this is just another asterisk. One. Watch out for the breatharians.
Yes.
Watch out for the breatharians. Watch out for the raw water. Watch out for
raw whatever, dogs.
For raw dog. Just there's so many trends out there, and just got to stay frosty because these things aren't all what they're not what they
Look,
seem to be.
There's so many yet. Trends happening in the world, and that's what we are here to do on News AF. We will talk about all of them. They get sent to us in the Group AF Facebook group. We are still accepting applications into the group if you want to join us and share your News AF stories with us. Hope we didn't get into anything too gross about, you know.
I think we did.
We probably did. Sometimes we got to just go touch the line and it's like, oh, okay, that's where it is again. Sort of like the dog running into the
field.
Like, oh, okay, all right, we got it. We got it. And now we know.
Yeah. Also, I changed the application process on joining the group where you have to answer 3 questions.
Oh, really? It's like joining the group on The Walking Dead?
And then it shows me the answers to the questions before I... Because we get a lot of bots asking to join. Mm-hmm. And the bots aren't going to help us with the news.
Yes, okay.
Not yet. Not yet.
So what are the questions?
And now that they can lie.
You don't have to spoil the questions.
I can change them.
Well, what?
One of them I just said, what's Rob's last name?
Oh, they're like trivia
questions. What's the perfect nickname for Danny? Skeet Dog is number one. That's why I said it on here.
Yeah.
And then I forget the other ones. What's your favorite podcast?
Okay. And if people think that we, you know, got too scatological today, we didn't even do the story about the Goop $135 coffee enemas, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, we need to... how can we skip over that?
Wait.
But, okay, we will. Well, let's just skip over it. But
I think we've touched it. We've touched it. That's the line.
Yeah, we just touched it with this raw water trend. Just apply all of this stuff from this and breatharians and every other previous Goop story and apply it to this. Yeah.
But okay. Coffee enemas are not the... that's not the first we've heard of them. They've been around for years.
Right, but that the $135 one from Gwyneth Paltrow is...
Yeah, get out of our face, Gwyneth.
Yeah.
She is all over.
Right.
She is... like, if I was to pick a person who stood out in 2017...
She might have been our News AF person of the year.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. She makes it so many times with her crazy, crazy Goop.
Yeah.
Should we send her an award?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I think we'll get one of those like Kegel eggs. That should be like the News AF award.
Have it inscribed?
No, no. The News AF award is a bag of bath salt.
Mixed with wasp spray dope.
Right. Okay. You know, for those of you people who are ready to complain, we didn't even do the story about the device that lets you track your flatulence with an app once you swallow it. We didn't even do that story today.
Yes. I saw that too. That thing looked like some kind of industrial age invention.
Like
it had like these copper coils.
Once you swallow it 5 years from now, you're like, why do I have Crohn's disease?
Crohn's disease, yeah. And they do a serious surgery on you.
Here's
and like,
that you swallowed some sort of. Yeah. A module that
New York man who now lives in Los Angeles swallowed. That's the headline we're gonna see.
Swallowed a small pill with a gizmo inside of it.
That thing looked gnarly. I when it said you were supposed to swallow that, I'm like, I could see that as a suppository, but not as an orally.
Right.
You know, you don't just pop that in your mouth.
Yeah, you got to work up to that.
Right.
It looked like a steampunk invention.
Yeah. All right. Tyson, do we have reviews?
We've got one single lone review.
Yes.
It's out there in the cold, cold world. All
we might have
itself.
A few one-star reviews after today.
I'll read it.
I didn't know they were going to talk so much about poop.
We just do what the news dictates us to do, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Newsalicious,
right,
five
we cover
stars.
What's out there in the news AF-sphere?
Yeah, we're not going to coddle you because those are the stories that happen to be. We're telling you like it is. So when you are in front of your kids,
how many of these stories
did you
write,
Danny?
Know.
Oh, zero. Yeah. I didn't write any of these stories. And I didn't intentionally seek out certain stories with,
you
certain
don't have
themes.
Like
these
a Google alert for poop?
No, not yet. Yeah. But I'm seriously considering setting one up after this.
Yeah.
All right, Tyson, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Newsalicious, five stars by AC41382. Could be a robot. But that's good news if the robots are giving us five stars. January 7th, 2018.
Yeah.
If you have been interested in learning more about alien probing, naked fitness classes, and sex robots, you have found a home here. If not, it's still funny.
Okay. Good to know.
All yes. Right. I'll be checking this podcast out. Sounds pretty good.
Well done once again. So anything else we want to say before we sign off today?
I love you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you were looking for?
No, Tyson, I think that's what needed to be said. At the end of every episode, people need to know that you still love them because the world is a dark place and we're willing to dive deep into that.
Yeah, we are there with our flashlight of shining the light onto the darkness.
Brightness. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so we're telling people what's up, what's going on in the world. Hey, did you guys...
Tyson loves you.
Did you guys last week when I told you to check out the rap game on Lifetime, did you watch it this week?
I don't have Lifetime.
Dude,
I forgot.
The rap game. Let me see. Let me see if I got it on YouTube TV.
The rap game every Friday at 10 on Lifetime. Those are podcasts.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
With Podcast One.
I did check it out.
Yeah. With Queen Latifah and Jermaine Dupri, with all those people trying to do the best rapping.
I love it.
Five rappers from different walks of life.
Yeah. There's like, I wish there were more rappers there, but that's still a good start.
Yeah. All right. Friday nights on Lifetime at 10, 9 Central. Check it out. All right. So that's going to do it for us here on News AF. Can't wait to be back with you guys. And I want to see how many people sign up for the Facebook group to answer Tyson's trivia questions.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Have you kicked anybody out that did not get the answers right?
Well, the people who are bots usually just don't answer at all.
It's intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's just, I don't think you have to answer the questions, but it asks you to. I don't know exactly. I just got a prompt from Facebook that was like, now have people who are joining answer questions. I should have made it like 100 questionnaire.
Yeah. All right. That's a good idea.
Maybe
right.
I will when I have more time on my hands.
Great stuff. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. Follow at Danny Bryson on social media, of course, at Tyson Apostle. I'm at Rob Sisman. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Shockers. We did it, guys.